broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston-Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
Kyle Bruston-Northman, hang with you, KBN Nation, at 800-990-3776. That is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. Liss is more. See us on YouTube, at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. And always listen on the all-new ESPN Wisconsin app. Download it today. Very, very seamless and easy to use. I loved it this morning on my hour-long drive to Lake Geneva this morning. Now, this was a thinker, because I'm still stuck on this one. I think I have my answer, but I'm curious as to what yours is, and you as well, KBN Nation. I'm confident in the progression Jordan Love will continue to make, but how big will he continue to progress next year? Josh Jacobs was, I think, third last year in rushing, if I'm not mistaken, behind probably Jahmyr Gibbs and Saquon Barkley. But if with what the Philadelphia Eagles did, this is what makes it so tricky. We're in a league where it's a passing league. Jacobs was six, felt like more, considering how much they leaned on him on every single drive on the first possession, really the last 10 games of the year. What would be better for the Packers in 2025? If Jordan Love led the league in passing yards, or if Josh Jacobs led the league in rushing yards?
I noodled with this one for a while, and I'm landing on Jordan Love as leading the NFL in passing yards. Here's why. So not only is it good for this team in 2025, but it's good for the Packers going forward. Let's start with 2025. If Jordan Love leads the NFL in passing, you might start to think, holy cow, is there a reason why he needs to lead the NFL in passing? Because maybe they're in high-scoring games. Maybe the defense is struggling. But when I look at it, what tells me the offense is cooking. Absolutely cooking. You want your highest paid player in the most important position in sports to be cooking. What will likely accompany many passing yards is a lot of touchdowns. Hopefully a high degree of completion percentage. Looking through the history, there are sometimes a guy pops up and leads the NFL in passing who's a surprise. But more often than not, it is the quarterback who's a bona fide stud. Joe Burrow was it last year. Last couple of years was, yes, it was Tua the year before that. But it was Patrick Mahomes before that. Tom Brady in 2020. Deshaun Watson when he was cooking. There are generally high caliber, elite, tier one quarterbacks that are leading the NFL in passing in any given season. So if that's Jordan Love, that says this team is scoring points. It means him and Matt LaFleur have found their rhythm together. It means other weapons have started to move forward and take their role in the Green Bay Packers offense further. And I will never be more confident about this team scoring points and Jordan Love being the quarterback into the future. So even though Josh Jacobs leading the NFL in rushing would do a lot for this team, and it would probably mean a healthy balance on offense, if Jordan Love leaves the NFL in passing, boy, we are cooking with gas in 2025 and beyond.
I like that because this is easy for me. I know, you know, y'all thought this, oh, tough question, running back. Or listen, I love Josh Jacobs. It's easy for me. It's a quarterback, baby. That's what it is. It's Jordan Love because I'm going to go with history. And as a Packers fan, when you look at history, when the Packers have a quarterback, right, when they have a quarterback that's throwing a lot of yards, throwing for a lot of touchdowns, having a big-time season, good things seem to follow. Remember Jordan Love's first year as the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers as a starter. Guess what? He was top three in passing touchdowns that year. He put up a lot of good yards as well. He had his ups and his downs. He had some interceptions that year as well. But Jordan Love played well, and good things happened for this Green Bay Packers team. So that's what history tells us, right? So this is a QB league. And when you even look at Saquon Barkley, we talked about how, yes, Saquon was a beast last year. He was probably one of the best players, if not the best player in the NFL last year, but he was just a piece of that team. That Eagles football team had been to a Super Bowl before without having Saquon Barkley at running back. The main guy that made that team go was Jalen Hurts. You need to have an elite quarterback, a very good quarterback, in order for your team to find success. The ground game could be phenomenal, but having an elite quarterback gives you more opportunity to find success. And I believe Jordan Love having a big season this year, which I do believe he will lead to good things for the Green Bay Packers in 2025.
I am not with you guys on this one. I really truly believe that if Josh Jacobs were to lead the NFL in rushing for the Green Bay Packers, that would mean they would be dominating the line of scrimmage. And that would mean that Jordan Love wouldn't be asked to carry the entire load, right? And I think when Jordan Love got in trouble, especially early in the season, it was when it was like, all right, the identity that we had formed in the end of 2023 was Jordan Love, go make it all happen. Go make all the plays. And I just, you see the way that Jalen Hurts was able to be so successful with a front line of scrimmage just dominating, Saquon Barkley ripping off runs, it opens everything up for Jordan Love even further if you have to stack the box and you're still trying to work out the wide receiver position, who's going to be those go-to targets. It makes it easier for him to be more successful in that offense. So I love the idea of Jordan Love slinging and having the most yards, but in terms of team success, if they're able to dominate time of possession, line of scrimmage, and Josh Jacobs is going for 2,000-plus yards...
Dang, 2,000.
I mean, that's what he's going to have to do to lead the league.
Yeah.
That, I mean, like, that's probably what it will be around. Saquon was, what, 21?
Do you feel like, though, they're taking
Saquon was 2005 and Derrick Henry was 1921, which were the two highest marks in the last decade?
You feel like, though,
I'll give him 2,000, though.
If Josh Jacobs gets that 2,000 or something like it, don't you feel like they're taking the ball out of Jordan Love's hands? I get that, like, you want to work, you know.
Is it about winning or is it about putting your team in the best spot to succeed?
Nah, I'm with Brad on this one. It's about both, right? But Jordan Love should be the reason why this team is going to succeed. I want us to get back to the thing where we're a passing football team that can also run the ball. I want us to have a double threat. Last year, it just didn't feel like we had that double threat of being able to utilize the play action fake and just, you know, keeping people unbalanced.
Over to Alex Strofe. I say it'd be better for the Packers in 2025 if Jordan Love did not lead the league in passing yards and it was Josh Jacobs, who led the league in rushing yards.
Couple of quick history lessons. Number one, it's only happened one time where a quarterback has led the league in passing yards and they won the Super Bowl. That was a guy by the name of Patrick Mahomes back in 2022. How about the two seasons after that? Last season, actually, let's start with 2023. 2023, Tua Tagovailoa led the league in passing. Any guesses how the Dolphins did in that postseason?
Lost to the Bills.
Correct.
Freezing cold.
Oh, excuses.
The rushing leader.
Would have been good to have a good rushing attack.
The rushing leader that year was Christian McCaffrey. Any idea how the 49ers did that year?
They lost in the Super Bowl.
How about last year, 2024 regular season? The passing yards leader was Joe Burrow. How'd they do in the playoffs?
Well, that was tough.
They didn't make it.
Yeah,
rushing leader, as Benny mentioned, was Saquon Barkley. How'd they do in the playoffs?
They won the Super Bowl.
Yeah. It's Jacobs.
But we are cherry picking the last 2 years because before that, as far as rushing leaders.
But aren't we supposed to use where the league is trending?
Oh, stop it. Oh, Brad.
Do you want these teams, the Josh Jacobs, the 2022 Raiders?
Oh, they were great.
Jonathan Taylor, the 2021 Colts.
Oh,
Derrick Henry, 2 years in a row with the Titans.
Oh, the Titans won a lot of titles, didn't they?
2018, Ezekiel Elliott, Cowboys.
Oh, we know how the Cowboys
did. But we could also make arguments.
Were the Cowboys good in 2019?
But did they win a Super Bowl?
What we could also say is they didn't have teams in a quarterback like the Titans did in the 2 years Derrick Henry did.
Well, that's why they had to run a ball.
To also support and have a passing game with that. If you have Josh Jacobs leading the league in rushing, like we saw Saquon do, and Jalen Hurts be able to take advantage of what he was able to do, that would be the goal, in my opinion, for the Green Bay Packers to have the ultimate success. Josh DiMaggio, producer of Jen Gabe and Chewy Chimes, as well as I'll get to the Carbless Talk and text line. Jacobs, for sure. Love leading and passing would mean the defense stinks and they're playing from behind. Jacobs leading means we're winning a lot. Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
I still think it's a passing league. There's a reason why quarterbacks get paid what they do. And outside of the last 2 years, most of these rushing leaders are guys that lead the league in rushing because their quarterbacks are not capable. If you lean that heavy on your running back, it means you're taking the ball out of your quarterback's
hands. And looking at this Green Bay Packers roster, we can say Jordan Love because we know, well, we believe that it won't be because Jordan Love's throwing a football up because his team is down, because we know they have a good ground game. They have both. We've already gotten what we need to see from Josh Jacobs. If Josh Jacobs replicates the season he had last year, nobody would complain. But Jordan Love, though he doesn't feel like he took a step back, I'm not saying he took a step back. I'm saying we want to see a step forward this year, and I think a step forward would be him throwing for a lot of yards, throwing a lot of touchdowns.
I do think it's interesting that you went back because I still stay with like the last 3 years trends of like, although the market went away from running backs, the productivity of running backs has followed more team success based off what Alex Stroph was saying over the last 3 years. We have more evidence to having a league-leading running back helping your team if you do have the support from a good quarterback to go further, and that's what I think the Packers have an opportunity to do. Now, this is a hypothetical, and I like that
well, it could be something
Doug chimes in. He says, Jacobs is way better than Love. Only one is realistic. So part of this, thing about it, part of the, yes.
I don't know.
Josh Jacobs right now is better at what he does than what Jordan Love does.
I would say it's more likely that Jacobs leads the NFL in rushing, but I don't think it's unrealistic for a Jordan Love to lead the NFL in passing.
Splitting hairs here. Yeah. Tomato.
No, that's a little disrespectful towards my boy, Jordan Love.
Just because he had a good quote that you're all excited about him now?
I mean,
I knew you were going to pick him because you're excited about his swagger after one win at Fox 11 today.
That boy is prime for a great season. I'm telling y'all this right now. Go to Pato. Potawatomi Sportsbook.
You and I going over on yards again?
Let's do it
again.
I guess what I'm starting to lean here from the people that are responding on the Carbless Talk and Text line, KB and Nation, is basically what I'm learning is you either think it's Jacobs and need it to be Jacobs because you don't believe in Jordan Love, or you want it to be Jordan Love because you want it to be Jordan Love because you want him to be the $55 million quarterback.
Jordan Love is what you're split.
It's basically what narrative do you have in your head about Jordan Love? Do you believe that he's capable of being a guy that can lead the league in passing? Because if you do, you're probably picking that. But if you don't, feels like you're leaning more Jacobs because you don't think he has the ability, especially with the wide receivers that they have, to lead the league in passing.
I just don't want us to forget how special of a season Jordan Love had 2 years ago. And last year, he was hampered by injuries.
A half a season.
No, well, still, he threw for 30-plus touchdown passes. He threw for 4,000-plus yards, something that not a lot of quarterbacks did. Very few have done that in their first season as a starter. So looking at that and then seeing his second year as a starter, he was hampered by injuries from literally week one. Week one, he had to deal with injuries. So we have to put that all into the pot when we're thinking about his performance from last year. So let's not sleep on Jordan Love. He was hurt last year. If he stays healthy this year, watch out.
Nobody's sleeping on him.
Oh, y'all sleeping on him.
Y'all sleeping on him. We're literally talking about leading the league in passing. What is more likely, and it is Jacobs leading the league in rushing based off what we have seen from the inconsistencies of Jordan Love.
They used the term realistic. That's unrealistic, and I highly disagree. Jordan Love, he can throw for a lot of yards, man. I'm just saying, don't sleep on Jordan Love. I feel like a lot of us last year are down on Jay Love based off him being injured last year.
John, you bring up a good point in the Carbless Talking text line. This is why Kyle is probably bad at gambling because he's impulsive. Isn't Kyle 0 for 11 on wagers his last 11, so he shouldn't be giving betting suggestions on Jordan Love's passing numbers?
I said to Brad,
because he heard one quote, now he's all excited.
I said, never mind. I don't want to touch it because I don't want anything bad to happen to Jordan Love.
Stroph and Ben think it's better for the 2025 Packers if Josh Jacobs leads the league in rushing. Kyle and Brad think it's better for the Green Bay Packers in 2025 if Jordan Love leads the league in passing. What say you, 800-990-3776? I'm fascinated to see where the mind of Jason Wilde goes on this. We'll get to Jason, but I got to tell you about IKEA, especially the delivery. IKEA will give delivery options, which will buy you time and energy to do things you want. We all are looking to have any time that we can have to do things that we want. And I think the biggest thing is assembly. If you don't want to assemble an IKEA purchase, IKEA has partnered with TaskRabbit to make your everyday life easier, connecting you with flexible and affordable ways to get your to-dos done, including that furniture and assembly and mounting. They have kitchen and design planning, closet planning. They have everything you need over in Oak Creek at IKEA. So check out IKEA off Oak Creek, become an IKEA family member, and get specials right to your email. Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman. Jason Wilde joins us next to break the tie.
This is Kyle Brust and Nortman.
Quick trigger.
BKB. They get all my love, all my energy, and all my time. I'll be danged if GKB and Craig not going to allow me to take my half an hour boo-boo. If I need to do they need to allow
That's
me to do that.
That's your whole lunch break.
I don't even take a lunch break. I work during lunch.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
There's a little groupthink going on there. I'm not going to disagree.
Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year.
He is a good general manager. Anybody who disputes that, they have other issues.
Holding everybody accountable.
I'm not sure that was good enough for us to even play on our show.
Jason Wilde is on Kyle Brust and Nortman.
Joining us on Kyle Brust and Nortman is Jason Wilde of Wilde and Tausch, 9 to noon across these various stations. What's going on, Jason?
I'm doing well.
I love that so much.
Glad to hear that, Jason. You must be in a great mood today.
I am now. We'll see how this goes.
Well, we actually need you in this hypothetical, which I don't know if you're going
to
like or not
like.
But I think it's interesting. Would it be better for the 2025 Green Bay Packers if Josh Jacobs led the NFL in rushing or if Jordan Love led the NFL in passing yards?
Well, Josh Jacobs led the NFL in rushing.
Why is that?
Because think about it. If you're going to lead the league in passing yards, there's a good chance that you're playing from behind a lot and you're throwing the ball a ton.
That is exactly what Strofe, Josh DiMaggio, and myself got to.
Yeah, they ran the ball 52% of the time last year. It was the most they have run the ball percentage-wise since 2003 when Amon Green set the franchise record for rushing yards and rushing touchdowns in a single season.
Yeah.
So, I don't think. I mean, obviously, that team I believe went 10-6, and then went on that miraculous run where they got into the playoffs. First Favre played the way he did after his father's passing. Then they got into the playoffs because the Vikings lost in Arizona. Then they beat the Seahawks on Al Harris's overtime pick six. So yeah, that was a pretty remarkable season, but that was Amon Green carried the load and Brett Favre played well, but Amon Green was the engine that ran that offense. And if that turns out to be the case with this group again this year, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah, Jason, when I look at the top 10 quarterbacks in passing yards this past season, I mean, you look at them. Yeah, Burrow, he led the league, he didn't make the playoffs, but you had Jared Goff was on a good football team. You had Baker Mayfield on a good football team. I mean, Geno, he had those boys playing. Sam Darnold, Lamar Jackson, Pat Mahomes.
Geno, Sam, your top five, none of them were like true contenders. No, Goff was the only true contender of winning a Super Bowl. Going to our point.
The Vikings were a good football team last year. They were. I would say the Vikings were a contender. So I'm just saying, when you look at the top 10, you're looking at probably six of them made the dang playoffs last year. And you go into 2023,
but Strofe
most
and
of them
I
made the playoffs.
Literally made the argument that if you look at the last three years, Strofe,
Jerry
the leading
it.
Rusher, Saquon, last two, made it to the Super Bowl. Christian McCaffrey made it to the Super Bowl. And Jace, I guess the overall point is if that is happening for this team with Jordan Love, he then doesn't have all the stress to have to be somebody that he doesn't need to be.
You're exactly right. I don't think we want to use overall passing yardage as a metric either. I don't think that's a positive. I mean, look, it's great. If you're Dan Marino and you throw for 5,000 yards, awesome. That's phenomenal. I think Drew Brees did it one year. I don't think it was the year they won the Super Bowl, though, in New Orleans. So, yeah, look, I'm not saying that you don't want Jordan Love to have a really good season. You do, but if he throws for, I don't know, let's say he throws for 4,000 yards. He plays all 17 games, throws for 4,000 yards, which is not unrealistic, even with Josh Jacobs carrying the ball a lot. And he throws like 32 touchdowns against six picks. That's really, really good football. You know, I mean, even if he throws for 3,700 yards, but throws that kind of a touchdown interception ratio, like I think you would take that every day with Josh Jacobs shouldering the offensive load. And I think that's a pretty good recipe. Plus, if their defense is going to be better than it was last year, and it was pretty darn good last year, I think that creates a pretty good formula for maybe not winning the Super Bowl, but certainly being in a conversation and being in the divisional round, and if that day goes your way, being in the NFC Championship game.
But Jason, you don't think that if Jacobs had that kind of production, you're going to have to be feeding him the ball all the time. Don't you think it feels like you're taking the ball out of Jordan Love's hands? And don't you want it in your franchise quarterback's hands, who's making the most money on the team? And if he can actually do that, lead the NFL in passing, boy, that means him, LaFleur, and those weapons are cooking.
No, I want to win. And I don't think that Jordan Love throwing 600 passes and throwing for 4,900 yards is a winning formula. Because, I mean, it's great if he throws for a bunch of yards. You know, Favre had some years where he threw for a bunch of yards and also threw like 22 picks. Like we've seen, and Jordan Love's last five quarters of playoff football, he's thrown five interceptions, right? Two in the fourth quarter in San Francisco and three in the loss to the Eagles. Now, I get it. You know, Malik Willis or Malik Heath did not run his route at the correct depth and whatever else. And look, Josh Jacobs' rushing attempts are probably inflated by the one game where they didn't trust Malik Willis to do anything. I mean, the second, yeah, the Tennessee game, they gave him a lot more rope. And then the fact that Jordan Love was playing, obviously, with the injuries, so they leaned on the run more heavily there. I can't say for certain that they're going to run the ball 52% of the time again. But I know this. I don't want Jordan Love dropping back that much. I don't want him in harm's way that frequently because we know some bad things can happen when you're getting sacked. And he didn't get sacked very often, I think 14 times last season. But no, I don't think that is their formula. Certainly they have to be able to throw the ball effectively, efficiently. They can't drop it 33 times like they did, tied for third most in the league. But, you know, I was kind of, if you guys listened to LaFleur yesterday and my lunch with him when he talked about my incredible physique, that, he did not want to acknowledge that they need more from Jordan Love. And I think Tausch was right this morning. He basically said, Jordan Love feels enough pressure. He doesn't need his coach bringing it up. But the bottom line is they need him to play better. They don't need him to throw for more yards. They need him to be better with his decision-making, better with his efficiency, better with his accuracy. And, again, if he takes his interception total from 11 to 6, I think they're going to be a really, really hard team to beat.
11 to 6, that's steep. But, Jason, you were there when Jordan made these comments, but I want to know your exact reaction when you heard Jordan Love talking about not taking a step back last year. Stuff, can you hit it for me?
What is a step back is what I'd ask, you know what I mean? Everybody has different opinions, things like that. You know, you got to block that stuff out. So it's all about the goals of the team at the end of the day. You know, I'd say we won more games than we did the year before. So that's why I ask people, what is a step back? So everybody has opinions, things like that. Try and block that out and just focus on doing me, being the best player I can be, like I've talked about, and go forward. But at the end of the day, you know, personal stats, things like that, that's all in the back. You know, you got to focus on the goals of the team first and foremost.
What did you feel after you heard him say that yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, he was a little bit defensive with that response. But I've told you guys this a lot. I say it all the time. You know, my father worked in a factory for 40 years. It'd be like 125 degrees in the shop. He was a welder. In the summertime, it would be unbearably hot. I would never have been able to make it, especially after my Larry Bird Converse weapons melted while I was on a catering job for Rapinas in West Dallas there. That's hard work. And what I do is not hard work. But there are pitfalls to what I do. And I'm not going to – this is not about the person who asked the question. In fact, I don't even remember who asked it, but that was not – I would not have phrased it that way. And it kind of set the stage then for the a little bit prickly response. So I think there's, now I believe that there are good ways, and believe me, in 30 years, I've asked more than my share of bad questions.
But Jason,
poorly phrased questions.
The prickliness, is that something new that you haven't seen from Jordan? Because that was my reaction to that. Finally, a little bit of snapback, a little bit of not being the golden boy and always trying to be so correct, properly correct, politically correct with your answer. He just kind of like, a step back. What do you mean? Like, did you? Is that a good thing to have a little bit more prickliness from Jordan Love? Emotion?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with his response. Now, I would quickly add that while he may not have liked the phraseology, did he, like, what are we fighting over here, right? Like, You didn't go with, I'll say this, I was there for the question. I had asked my two questions, and then Josh Jacobs had come in, and I did not want to miss Josh Jacobs because I had a bunch of questions for him. And so I was not there for that specific question. I listened to it back afterward, and I would say this, like, if I'd have been there or if it had been my question, I would have said, well, you didn't go as far in the postseason as you did the previous year, so that's a step back. You didn't finish the season on the torrid pace that you did the previous year. I mean, the guy was the best quarterback. Like, don't forget, and this is what raised expectations, perhaps unfairly, but he was on such an Aaron Rodgers-style heater to end the 23 season. I went back to look up those numbers because I wanted to use them in my story today. The guy completed 70.3% of his passes in the final eight games of 2023. He threw for 2,150 yards. So, by the way, take that and double it for 16 games, plus add a little more for the 17th game. And he's probably in the discussion of led the league in passing yardage that year had he done that all season long, which I'm not saying is – no one can do that, including Rodgers. He's never had a season where he was quite that good. He threw 18 touchdowns against only one interception. His passer rating was 112.7.
Cooked!
So that's
cooked.
How he finished – well, he finished the season that way. And then on top of that, you know, he had a perfect passer rating – when LaFleur took him out in the playoff game against Dallas and then put him back in, and then he ruined it because Tucker Kraft had a drop. But my point is that if we want to play the semantics game, I'm okay with that. I would say that you did not take the step forward that I expected you to, or LaFleur expected you to, or quite frankly, you expected yourself to, right? And one of the things that I absolutely love about Jordan, and that's why this is really interesting that he responded the way he did, is that he doesn't use injuries as an excuse. He doesn't blame other guys. He doesn't flail his arms if a guy ran the wrong route. Like Malik Heath, the aforementioned Malik Heath, running that route at the wrong depth against the Eagles, that was a crucial piece of why that he threw that interception. Now, that said, you know, it's still on his stats, and there are plenty of times when he may make a bad throw and it doesn't get intercepted because the wide receiver makes a great play. My point is that he very rarely would react that way, but the fact that he reacted in that manner is probably a combination of, one, a great question, I wouldn't have phrased it that way, and also there might be a little bit of truth there that he's a little defensive about. Right? I mean, you guys tell me, did he take a step back last year, or did he just not take a step forward? Like, did he tread water? Because he didn't play at the level that he finished the 2023 season at. And whether you want to blame 33 drops or you want to blame his groin and knee injuries, whatever you want to blame, the bottom line is he didn't play at that same level. He was not able to replicate it. The Toyotathon thing did not end up being the case.
I'm sorry, Jason. I had something in my ear. I apologize. But we do appreciate the time.
I beg your pardon?
What does that mean?
No, like I had someone speaking in my ear.
And it wasn't me.
And it wasn't Strofe, so I caught the...
I talked to him in his ear and said, I want to respond to Jason so bad, but I know we're running late.
Yes.
Literally, that's what I said to him. I said, I want to respond so bad.
Well, you're talking. Respond.
Yes. Oh, go ahead. Respond.
Oh, yeah, respond quickly.
No. I'm just saying. I was just excited about what you were saying about Green Bay Packers and Jordan Love. I was just going to second everything you said.
That's a compliment.
Unbelievable. I'm sorry, Jason. I didn't know I had Green such Bay critical Packers. Information as being sent to me.
Well, I wanted to second everything, but we're late.
Jason, great perspective. Appreciate
the
time.
That?
And we'll have Kyle be better Monday.
You guys are something else, boy. All right, guys, take care. Be good. Have a great weekend.
Yes, you as well. It's Jason Wilde. Check him out on Wilde and Tausch, 9 and noon across these various stations. And just know I am stocked with Palermos because I am a solo father. Fiance's been gone since Monday through Sunday. So what do you think my fridge is stocked with? Palermo! Palermo's Pizza and summer's around the corner, which means a lot of things. But one thing that's really getting me excited is Summerfest. And if you buy $25 worth of participating items at Pick and Save and Metro Market stores, you can get two free Summerfest tickets. Did you also know that includes Palermo's family brand? So stock up on all your Palermo's favorites and go enjoy Summerfest. It's Summerfest and it's happening now at your local Pick and Save and Metro Market stores. For more info, visit pickandsave.com. Wheel of Strofe is next.
Wheel of Strofe.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
When I'm, again, doing the Pac Arena, and as a shareholder, when I'm sizing up my ring,
all
when
right,
I'm sizing
damn, up my ring, Pac Arena right out, now.
One pack of two, pack of three, pack of arena.
Hey!
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Strofe and I frivolously. Is that right? Working together to get the Wheel of Strofe ready.
Were you trying to say feverishly?
Frivolously?
He's looking for feverishly.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. Kyle Brustin Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin. I'm Ben Brust alongside Kyle Wallace and Brad Nortman. If you missed any of our show, go to the ESPN Wisconsin app and listen back. You can also see us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. I was getting the categories ready for Strofe segment. Wheel of Strofe.
You never know what to expect when the wheel appears. It's time for the
Wheel of Strofe.
Back again, better than ever. Our contestants remain the same.
What are you, Greeny? Back and better than ever.
I guess he did used to say that when he had a radio program, didn't he? Brad Nortman, Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, our contestants on the
Wheel of Strofe.
Our categories today, we've got four of them. Bathwater.
Okay.
Why'd you that?
Spelling bee. My haircut experience. And I'm going to give George in Milwaukee a 20% chance today. As he has been waiting for a long time on the phone line.
Hold. I've wanted to get to him. We've had a lot planned.
We're going to spin the wheel, and if it lands on George, we're going to go to George. If not, we're going to go to one of the other categories. Spin that wheel.
Great spin. Love that.
Great spin. Blue.
Spelling.
All right, fellas. Well, the annual Spelling Bee 100th anniversary today.
Wow.
Might be 50th, actually. It's a big anniversary.
That's a big difference between the two.
Yeah, that is. But still a big anniversary nonetheless. Congratulations to New Berlin 7th grader Ethan Robert. Took 10th place.
All right.
The Spelling Bee. Good for Ethan. I feel like the Wheel of Strofe feels like a game show a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
I feel it.
Yeah.
How about we have a spelling bee right here on KBN?
Oh,
okay.
With words that eliminated middle schoolers.
This ought to be good.
Up first, Ben Brust. The first word? Lumachrome.
I thought my word was Ben Brust. I was like, hey, I can do that.
Can we write these down, or we have to say them like how they do them?
You have to say the word, spell it out, and then say it when you're done. Lumachrome.
Lumachrome. Lumachrome. Can you use it in a sentence, please?
Yes, Lumachrome is a blue fluorescent crystalline compound. That's also the definition.
Lumachrome. Lumachrome.
Ben Brust has been eliminated from the first ever KBN Spelling Bee. Good efforts.
It's a good effort. It's a good effort. Good
Lumachrome.
Taking me back to fifth grade. Very nervous.
All right, we're on to Kyle Wallace. Kyle Wallace, your word.
Yes, sir.
Is loggia. Here's the pronunciation.
Loggia.
Loggia, excuse me.
Loggia.
Oh, good luck.
Loggia.
What?
Loggia is your word.
Is that
Kyle.
English?
Loggia?
Loggia.
Loggia. Loggia, like a lodge, or is
Would you like the definition?
Can I please have the definition, please? Loggia.
A gallery or room with one or more open sides, especially one that forms part of a house.
Okay, can you use it in a sentence, please?
I walked into the loggia.
Loggia. L-O-D-G...
There's no D.
L-O-G.
Like lodge, like a,
yeah,
like a home. Oh. Cat log cabin.
All right, Brian, yeah, you can win the first ever spelling bee right here, right now.
I would have gotten those wrong, so this ought to be good.
Your word is espadrille. Espadrille.
Espadrille. Can I get the definition of espadrille?
Yes, it is a light canvas shoe with a plated fiber sole.
That didn't help.
Would you like it in a sentence?
Please.
I walked in my espadrille.
Espadrille.
It's a noun, by the way.
Yes. Espidrille.
We're going to overtime.
No, we're not.
I want to do it again.
No.
Loggia also is from the Italian word lodge.
All right. Ben Brust.
We're spinning the wheel.
I thought we were spelling. We are the champion.
We're not going to get any of these.
Oh, I got one letter wrong.
Wheel of stroke.
Spelling bee.
Wheel of stroke.
We got to do that again, Stro.
Maybe we'll try again tomorrow.
Yes. Spelling bee. Spelling.
Did it land on it again?
Respin?
Respin.
Respin. No repeats.
Bathwater.
Oh, wow. Bathwater.
Was that manipulated to bathwater?
No, it was split in the middle.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
This is an interesting one. You guys know who Sydney Sweeney is, right? The actress. You've seen her on Euphoria and several movies. You know who that is? Everybody's aware?
I've seen her on Euphoria, all right.
Yeah, I've seen her.
Yep.
Not on Euphoria, though?
Seen her.
Bet you have. Well, Sydney Sweeney and the bath soap brand Dr. Squatch have announced a collaboration. Beginning next week, you can purchase a bar of soap called Sydney Sweeney's Bathwater,
which
includes droplets of her bathwater in the bar of soap. I am dead serious.
Okay. The comments I have seen on social media are absolutely
Dr. Squatch
wild.
Selling 5,000 bars of soap for $8 a pop.
That's disturbing.
That's it? $8?
$30,000 in profit.
The only bath water I want to bathe in is my lady's.
Yeah, I don't want no one else's bath water on me. That's disturbing. Our guys getting in line.
What about 18 to 22 year old Kyle?
That's a different time. That's over a decade ago. 18 to 22 year old Kyle.
So you're not anti Sydney Sweeney bath water. You're anti Sydney Sweeney bath water in your committed relationship.
This version of Kyle Wallace.
Yeah. I mean, I try a lot of things.
Because the comments are wild.
That's crazy. Her bath water.
Can we talk about this for a minute?
It's gross.
It's a bar of soap. When it gets wet, naturally it starts to lather and fall apart. How are you infusing bathwater into a bar of soap without it falling apart?
It's got a mold, right?
I think it takes some degree of water to make soap. And they're probably just
like a droplet of it. Like literally like
this
one
has
of those
to be a scam, right?
No, it's not a scam.
You think they went and grabbed gallons of Sydney Sweeney's used bathwater?
Every night for a month. 100%. Scooped that up. They probably took like a little droplet of it, like a little turkey baster.
100%. This is really gonna be your bathwater, fellas. So for you sickos out there that want to buy it.
Could you imagine being her taking all these baths and be like, there's gonna be able to be a bunch of gross men.
Hold on,
they're about to wash themselves in this.
I've got further questions. Wouldn't you want to value it at more than $8?
I think so.
Yeah, I agree.
I think she's selling her bathwater.
And if it was actually her bathwater, wouldn't it be valued at more than $8?
Well, it should be.
Is someone valuing
her
used?
Well, she's very famous.
Well, let's just say, she's very attractive.
Well, I didn't say all that.
She is.
I just said I've seen her on Euphoria. I've seen her on Euphoria.
Yeah, you've seen her.
I've seen her. Oh, wow.
Oh, so now you... Oh, wow's worse than me calling her attractive.
I agree.
Oh, wow. I mean, I wasn't expecting to see. Oh, wow.
You've seen her.
Come on.
They give you like
baby,
the thing beforehand.
Baby,
like,
I can't watch this.
I can't. Girl, listen, that was disgusting. Turn it off.
Rated mature for blank, blank, and blank. They show that before the scenes.
You know, people are gross, though, because in reality, like, some people, this is disgusting. Like, men,
it's
really
gross.
You're buying somebody else's bathwater.
I like
weird.
Wheel of Stroke.
Today was good.
Wheel of Strove.
I don't know what dictates good and bad.
Today was good. You got a good topic today. Bathwater. Come on now. Would you buy the bathwater?
Hell no.
Uh-huh. Mr. Perfect.
If you were single,
bathwater.
Sorry to George.
What am I going
to
do?
It is gross.
I do want to get to George. He's been holding.
Come
a long
on,
time.
Yeah,
George.
George, hang on for one more break, and we will get to you on the other side, Georgie. He's got to talk about Jordan Love. Next.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN.
I'm a seam head now. You can call me whatever you want.
Oh, seam head. I don't even know what that is.
That means I'm a baseball dork. All I do is sit and watch MLB big inning at night.
A seam head.
I've never heard that before.
This is because you're not a seam head.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Road America is your place for this summer to have a great time, conveniently located right in the middle of Madison, Green Bay, and Milwaukee. Come see a race at Road America. Since 1955, it's been amazing, but they've made it so much better. Camp on site all weekend long. Enjoy free admission for kids 16 and under with a paying adult at the gate. WeatherTech Chicago is up next, June 6th through the 8th. You come for that experience, stay for the race. Get your tickets at roadamerica.com. One of my favorite places. I fell in love with racing when I went to Road America. I still carry my racing bug with me everywhere I go. Roadamerica.com for tickets. George, thanks for holding. We had a discussion about Jordan Love and Josh Jacobs. What would be better for the Green Bay Packers if Jordan Love led the league in passing yards or if Josh Jacobs led the league in rushing yards? You've been holding. What say you, George?
Hey, how you guys doing? So I'm going to break it down exactly like this. First of all, the Packers is not the 2000 Baltimore Ravens where they relied on their defense and running, and then you got Trent Dilfer, who wasn't a competent quarterback. I'm going to compare it to where the Packers need to be, in which you have a Hall of Fame running back and a Hall of Fame quarterback. The Dallas Cowboys, the years they won the Super Bowl with Emmitt Smith and Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith getting over 1,200 yards rushing, Troy Aikman throwing over 3,500 yards passing, as well as 30 touchdown passes with a good run-rail defense. One wasn't better than the other. It's always even. There's no circumstances where you want your quarterback to have to prove anything. That means the running game ain't good. That means you don't have a good defense. If I got to sit back all day and throw for 6,000 yards, that means I'm lacking somewhere else. There's nothing better than balance. No matter how you guys want to frame it, the balance is what works. So when the time does come, if the running back does go down, Jordan Love confidence is so high because he's been playing at a balanced level so much that when he has to take over the game, he's capable of doing it because out the gate, he's not having to be back throwing the ball all the time and making things happen. That's how mistakes are made. That's what was happening with Brett Favre. When he didn't have a running back, he was trying to force it into Sterling Sharp.
George, appreciate the call.
George gotta cooking.
But he's Team Brustin Strofe.
He said balance. He's really all of the team.
Yeah,
or none of them, I guess.
Yeah. Team George. George is Team George.
Team George.
In a different perspective than us. Coming up next in Madison, you have Jim, Matt, and Molly. You have Corey and Wally of the Damn Sports Show in Beaver Dam. And Kyle Brustin-Ortman continues next in the 414 Hour at 4. Right here on 94.5 ESPN. And as always, streaming on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. We'll talk to you in 2 short minutes. You're gonna go to the record store.